Good evening, and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with filmmaker, producer, and director Bob Burnett. And we'll be talking about two of his short films, The Art of Richard Thompson and Edward Hopper and Marshall's House. Good evening, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
You and I go back to the early and mid-80s in Athens, Ohio, where I owned a used book and record store, and you used to work for me.
I did, every afternoon. And from what I recall, you'd leave and go to the courthouse because it was the best free entertainment in town, you used to say. So great memories of working at Hoppers with you.
And as I recall, Bob, at that time, you were a really good cartoonist.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I used to do that a lot. And in fact, I haven't done it for a long time because I rechanneled that energy into filmmaking. But recently, I bought another set of pens, so I'm hoping to dive back in a little bit on that.
So you've been associated with the production house GVI in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, and you also get to do some really cool side projects, don't you?
Well, actually, it's been about a year that I officially left my full-time job with GVI. I have an amicable, independent relationship with them where I still do things, but I just felt like it was time to do more things like what we're talking about today. You know, The Art of Richard Thompson I did with some people at GVI, but it just kind of felt like it was time for me to really hit out on my own and do things like that. The Edward Hopper and Marshall South film being my first full independent piece.
You did the Edward Hopper film under your own outfit, Bob Burnett, LLC. So, Bob, let's start with The Art of Richard Thompson, a very highly thought of and much awarded short film. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Richard Thompson?
Well, Richard Thompson was an artist in the Washington, D.C. area, total freelance kind of guy who told me the only thing he knew how to do was draw. And he drew for independent magazines and for day hire kind of artwork for years. And then he started working with the Washington Post and over time had several very cryptic, eccentric, but highly regarded weekly cartoons or daily illustrations, and ultimately did a comic strip called Cul-de-Sac. Richard just tended to be this guy who worked around the clock, had a huge classical music CD collection that he would play in his basement and worked, you know, like I said, around the clock, basically on work that really bordered beyond commercial art or cartoon art and into fine art. He used techniques that very few people use. He'd actually go back to some like Renaissance era techniques in terms of how he would use colors and things depending on the subject matter. Andy Hemendinger, whom I worked with at GVI, was Richard's next door neighbor. And Richard and I sat together at Andy's son's bar mitzvah and got into this intense conversation about James Thurber and how I knew the story about how James Thurber got his eye put out in a house in Falls Church, Virginia. So Richard and I just maintained this connection via art or via just kind of our strange, eccentric personalities. And we decided to approach him one day and ask him if we could do a film about him. And he said yes. Unfortunately, this was at a point when he was no longer working due to Parkinson's disease. But, you know, we were able to get some great footage. And Richard's personality, regardless of the disease and the stages of that disease that he was dealing with, he always kept his personality, and it was just a really wonderful project to work on. You know, we lost Richard a couple of years ago, but I think it's fascinating because the film just continues to have a legacy. In fact, I heard from a film festival just a couple of days ago, the Port Townsend Film Festival out in the state of Washington. They're going to actually show the film in September and asked me to come out to that festival. So I'm looking forward to another film festival, and it's just exciting to know that there's still a home for people to see it and find out about Richard.
Bob, congratulations. I know, you know, you've been making the rounds of the film festivals and we're really happy for you. Now, another great short film you've done is Edward Hopper M. Marshall's house about the great painter, Edward Hopper, one of my favorite painters. Man, the way this guy painted light. You want to tell us about Edward Hopper and Marshall's house?
Sure. Yeah, it's a short film that I made over a period of 3 years because some friends of ours own the Marshall's house, which is in South Truro, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod, which is just south of Provincetown. And the family has had this house for five generations since 1913. And they invited us up to, you know, stay in their house, which we thought was really nice. They just kind of did an, oh, by the way, knowing my interest in art. By the way, Edward Hopper painted a watercolor of this house in 1932. And I was very curious about that and looked into it and discovered that, you know, I'd known Hopper's work just like you, you know, the depiction of light in New York City and on the Cape and his famous paintings is unparalleled in many ways. So I was fascinated from an art perspective and then found out that Edward Hopper and his wife Josephine from 1930 up until his death in 1967, spent every summer within 2 miles of that house, either first in a small studio right around the corner, and then up the street in the studio they had built when they came into enough money to build that studio. But every summer, so there are landmarks all over that region that have Edward Hopper's, you know, thumbprint on it. And Marshall's house, I just decided to take a camera up and it's an interesting Greek Revival house, a small house that, you know, I just decided to shoot and not really know what I wanted to do with it. And over time, it just is one of those stories that was able to grow that I'd meet somebody and tell them what I was working on. And Edward Hopper brings out a level of fascination with people. So, you know, I was able to get Franklin Kelly, who's the deputy director of the National Gallery of Art, who curated the 2007 Hopper retrospective involved with the project. He's one of the main interviews in it, and he really helped me line up other people and got me actually to get access to the original painting, which, you know, when I started this, I had a few postcards of it and posters, but never thought I'd get to the actual painting at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford, Connecticut. So, you know, it's just one of those projects that one door opened to another, and it became this short film that right now is in film festivals around the country. I just got back from the Provincetown Film Festival where it had a great screening with another film that I hope this audience will be able to see on American Masters on PBS about Andrew Wyeth. It just was a perfect pairing of our Hopper film with the Andrew Wyeth film, and it made for a great afternoon screening, and we had three screenings there of that. It's going to be in the Woods Hole Festival soon and lining it up for some other festivals, waiting to hear back from a few others. So that's kind of the nutshell of that film.
So you've been a visiting professor at Ohio University?
Yes, the last 2 years, two fall semesters, the Media Arts School had me in teaching a class to students there, co-teaching with an associate professor there named Andy Walla. We taught a class called Producing for Clients because in addition to doing short films, I've, you know, maintained a steady life of working for clients to actually get paid to do projects. So I just felt like as a student at Ohio University, I got a great background in audio recording and the films that I saw and everything like that set me up in great ways. But at the same time, I felt that there's not or wasn't at the time a lot of emphasis on how to take this creative world that you discover or sharpen it over time into an actual business model or how to do things, how to actually make things for people that you can make a living doing. So I worked with students over two semesters. I'd commute back and forth from DC and I enjoyed that because it gave me a time to listen to music or podcasts or whatever and kind of reminisce about going back and forth from DC because I grew up in this area when I went to Ohio University, and then just to spend time in Athens and see how Athens has changed since the 80s and experience that. And it kind of gave me a fresh perspective in wanting to reach out to do these independent films and start thinking about how do I want to spend these next few years doing work? And I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to pursue making films that I was in control of and not just getting hired to do. So I would say that experience of teaching at OU kind of helped shape this whole idea of expanding into these short films about artists, about art, about creative process. And hopefully I get to continue with that.
Well, I sure hope you do, Bob, because I really have enjoyed viewing your work. And for our listeners, if you want to check out the films of our guest this evening, Bob Burnett, please visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. It'll link you to Bob Burnett's website. All his activities are there, and the art of Richard Thompson and Edward Hopper and Marshall's house. We want to thank Bob Burnett for being with us this evening. I look forward to seeing you sometime in the future, Bob.
Thank you so much, Ron, and I do the same, and hopefully I can get in the Cincinnati Film Fest with the Hopper film and come and visit again.
Sounds great. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.